Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. We're on chapter 3 of the social system of Islam, which is part 3 as well, and this particular topic is discussing the Islamic form, the Islamic system of building a municipality. How should a city be run from the Islamic perspective? It's a very important issue because it discusses a variety of things, from the Islamic approach to how to have a Muslim or Islamic image as far as a city is concerned. And although we've discussed a lot of social elements to how we need to interact with other citizens in a city, we haven't discussed what the basis of this city should look like from an Islamic perspective. And Islam does have a lot to say when it comes to building, when it comes to the dividing of, for example, responsibilities and things like that. What the public space should be, what the private dominion should be. A lot of these other very, very interesting things to do with cultural centers, religious centers, educational facilities, hygiene, public cleanliness, how a house should be divided and things like that. So it is indeed an interesting topic to look into, and there's a lot that all of us can benefit from. We know that Baytul Mal is spent on the public funds, on the making sure that people are comfortable living in that particular sense, and at the same time remembering that if a person does increase in the spending or steal maybe even from public funds, then of course they will have a very, very severe punishment on Judgment Day. That's based on the Ahadith. Now, one example of what we can see as public funds, we mentioned, is building of schools, building of hospitals, building of public facilities, remembering that, you know, you're going to need to make sure that all of these things are facilitated for the people. Building of wells as well, you know, it's also something emphasized very much on Ahadith. And of course, one of the applications of public service is sadaqah, charity giving, donation, almsgiving. And as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we all know how much Islam emphasizes on sadaqah and on charity giving. And there's a special emphasis here given by Islam on charity giving, because it needs to manage the affairs of the underprivileged, of the poor, of those who are not fortunate enough to be able, for example, to work or to have sustainability in their work or to have any kind of sustenance that they are regularly able to live off of. And therefore, financial help is something very, very important. Of course, the spiritual help is always going, the moral help is always going to be there as well, you know, but at the end of the day, they need these poor people, these destitutes. They need food on the table. They need medication. They need shelter. There are a variety, they need clothes. They need a variety of things, you know, and sadaqah deals with that, which is exactly why the most recommended mustahab thing for a person to do on a regular basis is pay sadaqah. If you do this, pay sadaqah. If you do that, pay sadaqah. If you go there, pay sadaqah. As-sadaqatu tadfa'u al-bala. Sadaqa repels any kind of evil misfortune that might come a person's way. And that's why sadaqa is very, very valuable from the Islamic perspective of social interaction with those who are underprivileged. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, خَيْرُ مَا لِلْمَرْءِ, the best money of a person, the best form of financial gains of a person, ذَخَائِرُهُ الصَّدَقَةِ, is what he or she saves up as charity giving, as sadaqah.
Ayatollah Javadi Amolidi, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Another hadith says about when we should give sadaqah. Obviously, you should be giving sadaqah any time that you are able to. And sadaqah, when you're giving charity, it doesn't necessarily need to be big sums of money. It can be coins if you want to. It's the niyyah, it's the intention that is very important. You know, when you are paying sadaqah and you know that paying sadaqah is going to repel evil, repel misfortune, repel all these other things, you also know that you're going to be helping someone. So it's a win-win basis. Yes, it's very hard to get money. It's very hard to earn money. But at the same time, how are you showing your gratitude to God? How are you expressing your solidarity with those unfortunate people who are around you? You know, how are you able to go against your nafs and combat your nafs by suppressing your dunyawi desires because of your love for money? The best way is to give it away. Do you need to give all of it away? No. The Quran says, don't close your hand into a fist and lock it to your neck, nor should you open it out all the way. And that is in reference to don't be a stingy, greedy person. Also, don't be someone who isn't able to manage your finances in a correct way and think that, well, I'm just going to give it all away. No, be moderate. Have that balance. You know, you earn an income of this much money, 5% of it, 2% of it, whatever it may be, give it to mustahab sadaqah, mustahab charity. Perfect. You don't, doesn't need to be 50%. You could probably be giving 1%, but with pure intention, and it will be accepted in the hands, in the eyes of God, and also reach someone who's going to help live off of it. That's the beautiful thing about sadaqah. So you should be giving sadaqah whenever you're able to. But here, just a few cases in where Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have mentioned when sadaqah is best to be given. One hadith from Imam Ali where he says to his son Imam Hassan, make sure that whenever you have food, you pay sadaqah. Or from that food, you give out as charity. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahireen.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.